Hey, everybody. You feel me in your ear there? You want to see me with your eyes? Well, check us out on YouTube where you can see the video played on video.
So I auditioned for a commercial.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go, bud?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Luckily, it was a non-speaking role.
Yeah?
Because if you can tell, my voice is not back yet.
Fair.
And if you listen to last week's, it was really fucked up.
Yeah, you didn't have a monologue or anything.
Yeah, so luckily it was just for a lead actor, non-talking, because it's a voiceover role.
Sure.
And it's for a soap commercial, which is really funny. It's for a well-known soap.
Are you not allowed to say?
I didn't sign anything. So like,
I think you can say if you auditioned for a soap commercial.
Yeah. So I auditioned for Duke Cannon.
Which I've heard of.
I've heard of. I think it's a new soap.
Yeah.
It's like the new manly soap.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to like take over Old Spice.
Sure.
Because Old Spice is the man soap.
I haven't seen Old Spice in a hot second. I still buy their deodorant, but like, I don't see the commercials.
I mean, I saw an Old Spice commercial for the Super Bowl, but it was not just Old Spice. It was like the
GoPuff or whatever.
It was GoPuff that were all the mascots. But yeah, so last week on Monday, I was in class and my teacher just all of a sudden was like, you, and just pointed at like three men.
Okay.
And I was one of them. And he's like, You guys would fit this role. And I was like, what are you talking about? My teacher's weird. And he's like, yeah, I got an email. This guy's looking for men, burly men, to be in this soap commercial.
I'd call you burly.
Yeah. And I was like, he was like, working class man, you know, a little weathered, burly. And I was like, hey, I used to be a carpenter.
Yeah.
I could do that.
So let me film you taking a shower. This is 100% a way to get molested.
Yes. So
I think there was a smart guy plot that was pretty similar to this.
So I had to, he was like, I just found out about this, but submissions are due immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. So he told me Monday. Tuesday morning is when I filmed it. I took my own headshots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you them.
Yeah. Play them here.
See what you think of them. It's so hard to take your own photo.
Also, I don't know what a headshot is actually supposed to be.
I don't know either. So this is like the first one.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a laughing one.
Yeah.
A little humorous, a little shocking one. I'd made that my Facebook profile picture.
I know. I saw
a little laughing one again, and then a serious one.
You should definitely make a Tinder that's just those.
I was thinking about that.
Just
because like I don't have any like bald photos, you know. I'm a bald man now, but it was
I
weird.
Guess.
So like I literally
just got all the wedding photos, and then you shaved your head.
Yeah, and then I shaved my head. So
you could still use wedding.
I could
photos.
Use.
You
the,
look the same.
Yeah, it's just with
it's
hair.
Different than like when I had hair and then went bald.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's like you lost 20 pounds.
Yeah, where I had like probably a foot of hair, and it was just all gone. And I let you know, like, no, it was a wig. Where you had like 2 inches of
it was
hair.
Thin hair. And it didn't look good in the photos. But so I had to take my own headshots. So like in my office, I just took a bed sheet.
I could tell.
And I put it on the wall because like I don't have like a blank wall.
Do you not?
No, oh. I don't have like a blank wall. I mean, maybe like slivers of it.
Sure.
But I like, so I did that, set up photos and like my camera on timer mode.
And just did poses.
And it was tough because like, usually I'm behind the camera so I can like focus and stuff. Sure. So some of the photos were out of focus and I'm like, fuck.
So for the laughing one, did you make yourself laugh or did you just hold on?
Yeah, I was just like,
oh, you just held
I
it?
Just held it. But I felt like so weird. And then so they needed headshots.
Yes.
So I did those. So now I have them. So now I can audition for other commercials. Sure.
Like the only thing I have to judge headshots over is literally Tobias is in Arrested Development.
That's the only thing I was thinking of.
All I can think
of.
Yeah,
because I was like,
and they
goofy
can't be
one.
Good one. Yeah.
Like I don't.
He's like a leather daddy one, I think, and a tennis one.
A tennis one,
yeah.
Which is
you
so,
should do a tennis one.
And then I really wanted to. I can probably do it in Photoshop, but like do like the white border and then like the name at the bottom. You know, like Tobias,
like your oh,
doctor,
yeah.
Tobias Funke. So I had to do headshots, and then they wanted like an acting reel, kind of like they wanted you to act out what you'd be doing in the commercial to see if you could do it.
Did they say that specifically, or did they ask for a reel?
No, they asked for actions. Like these are like these are the actions of the commercial. We need you to film yourself doing these
okay.
actions. So there were three different actions I had to do, and I didn't have any props, so I was miming.
Sure.
I did it again in front of the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was so like the commercial.
Are you willing to play them here?
Yeah, I'll play them here. For people watching on YouTube. So the first one,
we're
first two actions
on Spotify.
The first two actions are the same action.
Okay.
Just one has a bandana and one doesn't. Because like the commercial is supposed to be a septic tank operator.
Sure. So you get covered in shit.
Yeah. So he's
so you
like,
you got a shower.
Yeah. So it's like basically about a working class man that's like, hey, I work hard, but I can still smell good or something.
Hell yeah.
That's the commercial. So like, I pretended.
They maybe would be mad about you talking about this, but also I don't think anyone's going to hear this.
Yeah, I know. And like,
don't tag them.
Well, full disclosure, I didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
I already know.
All right, so yeah, let's
so
tank
I,
it.
So I think I can, yeah. So boycott it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not disappointed at all.
Because it's funny you just auditioned.
Well,
yeah.
I'll get into that later. But so like the first action, I walk in to the room.
Mm-hmm.
I put on a hat and then I put a bandana over my mouth and then I pretend to open like a porta potty door and like pretend to suck out shit.
That's the commercial.
Yeah, that's literally the porta potty.
Okay.
And then they were like, do the same action again, but without the bandana over your face so we can see your facial expressions.
Sure, just like,
of the,
oh.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is stinky. Yeah. They kept just trying to act.
Well, maybe they would want you to be like, I love shit.
Yeah, it was weird. And I had like,
nom, nom, nom.
The only like working class hat I have is like my Japan baseball hat that I wore for my Tremors, for the Tremors review.
Okay.
So I like was wearing that. And then the third action was it's a soap commercial, so they needed me to shower.
So you just know some intern's jacking off to you right now.
And I did it nude.
Did you actually?
So people watch right now, I'm nude. I'm nude in that.
How'd you film it? Because I haven't seen it yet.
So I filmed the shower.
Like full shower. Like, so your cock was in the original?
Not really, but you could see like the lines.
Oh, sure.
You know, so it was like right below my waist.
Mm.
But like, and then I cropped it and zoomed in. So yeah. It was just right at my waist. But I basically just showered and got all soapy and like lathered above my body. Cause they were like, we need to see burly, normal men shirtless showering. And I was like,
did they say showering or did you do that?
No, they said showering. Okay. And then like the fourth thing was like, they need close up of your hands getting rubbed with soap.
Okay.
You know, I could clean the shit off.
Sure.
So that was my action.
You should have like, shit on your own hands.
So I was literally nude.
On film. How'd that feel? Exhilarating?
It was kind of freeing. I will say, it gave me a sense of confidence.
Okay.
That I've never felt in a while, or I haven't felt in a while.
Sure. Like, were we watching it? You were happy with it?
Well, because I was like,
that's a man.
Well, I was like, I'm exactly what they're looking for.
That's fair.
Or like, that's what they're asking for.
I could clean up shit.
Yeah. Like, cause they're like, we need burly working class men. And I'm like, that's me. Kind of.
Kind of.
But I'm just like, man, they asked for this.
But actually you're a film student.
Yeah, I know. Actually I'm behind the camera, but they asked for me to
I'm
be naked.
I'm a bitch boy.
Yeah, so like it felt really good. It felt really nice to like be creative too.
Sure.
Because I like set up a studio in my apartment, you know, did the headshots, film myself showering.
It was a fun day.
You know, like naked. It was wild. Because like I like for 2.5 minutes, I'm just like rubbing.
Yeah.
Just because like I opened up my shower so like you could just see my body.
Do you have like a sliding door?
Okay. I have a sliding door, but I opened up on the side of the nozzle. So you could like see like, yeah, it was weird. I brought a light into the bathroom.
Did you like get a lot of water on your floor?
No, I mean a little bit, yeah. A little bit, but then because I put the shower head not directly on me, so it was just mostly soapy.
Smart.
Yeah,
look at you.
I wanted to be all soaped up. It could also be I have tattoos.
Sure, so maybe that could ruin it.
It could ruin it.
Because are you on both arms? Yeah, but you can probably barely see the other.
Yeah,
arm.
But then I have a Tough Mudder logo on my back.
Yeah, so you could have. Yeah, you'd have to do like.
You could
hit them, yeah.
Yeah, but you could, I think, with makeup hide those.
Yeah, but also I could see them not even
exactly because it's a commercial. 30 seconds. But so the guy who was making the commercial is a local Des Moines studio.
Nice.
So I was like,
maybe
I might get this.
Yeah.
So I sent him my details. I was like, hopefully I'm not too late. And he's like, thanks, Rob. So many people call me Rob lately. I don't know.
I fucking hate when people take it upon themselves to shorten your own name.
I don't mind Rob, but like when people call you Jake, I get it.
I hate Jake so
Jake
much.
Jake doesn't fit you. Rob, no. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of people call me Rob lately.
But like Robbie, would that piss you off?
If it's a cute girl,
sure. What if a cute girl, but went straight for Bob, like took it upon herself to call you Bob or Bobby? Would that piss you off?
I don't know if I'd like Bob.
Yeah.
Or
Bob
Bobby.
Is wild.
How you doing, Bob?
Because that's not you.
How you doing, Bo? Isn't that weird? Bo Burnham's, his name is Robert.
Or people go by Bert.
Yeah, that's true. Bert.
That's weird that Bert is hidden in your name.
Yeah. Bert and Ernie. They're gay. No, I'm just kidding. No, but so I sent him my information. And then he finally got back to me and he was like, unfortunately, no one in my area got chosen.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, what does that mean? And like, he was like, so they apparently sent this out countrywide.
Oh, okay.
So like, he was like, no one in my area that I reached out to, Omaha, Des Moines, Chicago, Minneapolis, like none of my area got picked.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So this was a nationwide
commercial.
Yeah, it
wasn't local.
Yeah. I thought it was like local because it was going through a local studio.
Yeah. And I was they like offered it to every local studio around the country.
I guess so.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Did he get paid at all? I wonder.
Well, I mean, there was a thing that was like, if you were to get this, you would get paid.
Yeah, I just wonder if that guy gets paid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, who you'd have to go through. That's weird.
Yeah, because he reached out and was looking for people. And he's like, I just found out about this. It's urgent. We need it now.
Huh.
And it's like, weird. Yeah, but I didn't get it. So maybe in a couple weeks or in a couple months, we'll see a Duke Cannon commercial of a guy shirtless.
We'll just be cleaning up shit.
Yeah, that could have been me, guys.
Should have been you.
But it was fun. And it is wild to be like, I've been naked on camera.
Yeah, I've been naked on camera once.
It was
odd.
Yeah.
That was with you in the room with me.
Yeah, I'm glad it was by myself.
Yeah, that's fair. I had a pouch, but that's it.
I don't know. I was in the shower.
Yeah, you had to be.
I guess I could have done swim trunks.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I was by myself.
Yeah, and also you filmed upper.
Yeah, exactly. But I was almost an actor.
And while you're an actor, you were getting moist.
I was getting moist. Let's get moist, everybody.
Have you ever trimmed your nose hairs?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Do you? Because I've done it like a few times. I've never really like heard it, like really catch
hold. I like it.
I definitely don't want nose hair, so I'm trying to be preemptive about it.
I get them occasionally, but I keep up on it.
Speaking of weird hair things, something I've been noticing, I don't know if it's I'm gaining weight or something, but the inside of my legs, I have fucking just like skin racing stripes of hairless sections, and it's pissing me off.
That's why I have the same thing.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. So is
right
that
here?
No, mine's inner thigh. Like I think from chafing.
Oh, mine are thighs too, but it's like right here. And I think it was from skinny jeans.
That might be it.
But yeah, it's literally just a patch of no hair.
Yeah, and it throws me off. And like, I keep getting like ingrown hairs there, and it pisses me off.
Mine's just so smooth, and I like don't know what it's. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's
I
mean,
I'm not
stripes.
Like I'm not like super hairy, but it is. It's
noticeable.
Just,
yeah,
it is noticeable.
Because I'd say, yeah, I'm normal, but then there's just less right there.
I'm guessing that's from skinny jeans.
I think it's from friction. Yeah, something. Because I got it. Really...
I thought, man, that's wild. Yeah, because I didn't know you had that. I had
all
that
right,
too,
good to
and
know.
I've had it for a while.
Because I remember it being really bad when I was in FedEx. I think it was just from running.
Yeah,
just
from
like
running.
Losing everything.
I think it probably just is from friction.
Yeah,
and
high
like,
speed, low drag.
Yeah. Quarter mile at a time. But also just like tight jeans and then like moving. And
yeah. Because I am now getting rid of any jeans that are too tight for me now.
Yeah, I think I only have one pair of skinny jeans now.
I think I've...
Because I bought four new pairs. This is one of them. New jeans.
These are my newer jeans as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Black.
Yeah. Straight cut or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know.
But like...
I don't know what the cuts mean.
Me neither. I mean, boot cut like kind of makes sense.
Yeah, for boots.
Yeah, I assume.
Slim cut.
For slims.
I like the one where... So I think this is normal cut, but I like the one where it gets a little tighter at the legs.
Sure.
So it's like it's skinny jean adjacent.
Yes. Because I don't like loose jeans still.
No.
I don't need flare.
No. You don't want to be Kendrick Lamar?
No. His jeans look good.
His jeans were sick.
Yeah. And like, I wouldn't mind if those come back, but I'm not joining it.
I'm not wearing those.
No, I might even go hipster piece of shit route and start rolling, like buying them a little longer and rolling.
Ooh.
I like that, but also I hate it.
I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
Like, and then wear like a good pair of boots.
Oh, that'd be, I do need new, like boots that get tight on the ankle.
I mean, you could go full fashion. You should be fashion.
I'm trying to
more
get,
hair.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back to it where I'm a little bit more like, I feel like I have to look more working man fashionable.
You're a game tech.
Yeah. But also that's me working on stuff.
It's
I'm
true.
Working. And also I was a welder for years.
Yeah.
But like there, I was still like in my pop punk era. It's,
yeah. You're welding, but you're wearing a bandana and your skinny jeans.
Yeah. And if I had like makeup residue, everyone would make fun of me.
It is wild. When I was a carpenter too, I was wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And just building shit.
They weren't helpful. No, either. They hurt, honestly.
But I was like, no, this is who I am.
Yeah. You can't change me. Blue collar job.
Yeah. I just had like purple hair, skinny jeans, and people hated me.
Yeah. And we were okay at our jobs.
Yeah.
Good enough.
But they were like, this young kid is an idiot.
Yeah.
Looking back, I was like, oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, but also then looking back, I was like, God, all those guys hated their wives, hated their children, and just like went home and drank a case of beer
every
night.
Yeah. That's what a lot of my friends did when I was a carpenter, and I was like freshly 21.
Yeah.
And they would just like stop at Casey's on the way home.
Crack one open
crack
when
one
you
open
get in your car.
While they're driving, and then go home and finish the pack
it.
Off.
And then wake up the next day and do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm just that's like, it.
What?
It is so wild.
And I was like, that's insane. I had band practice. I was kind of doing things.
God, it was wild just working around miserable people.
That's
constantly.
A lot of blue collar, dude.
Yes. Because it sucks. Because also they're like, oh, you'll make more money. Yeah, you can't do anything with it. You're stuck. You like can't get time off. We work 10 hour days. Yeah, like it was horrible.
You're working. Well, at least carpentry was a little bit more flexible.
Sure. My welding. Like I was in just a factory.
Yeah, that sucks. Carpentry was cool. Because I at least was making cool things.
Yeah.
But like people, one of the reasons I decided to quit and go to school is because like the guy that was there for like 40 years mm-hmm. made like maybe $5 more than I was making.
Yeah.
And he was like been doing it his entire life. He was like 5 years away from retiring. And I was like,
fuck.
And I was like, I can't do this and barely make more than I'm making now.
Especially if like, yeah, like you were working with your hands constantly.
Yeah, like, and he had like body like problems.
Yeah, you know, you almost cut off your finger. You put a nail in your
hand.
Exactly.
Like,
I had a bar dropped on my leg. I broke my nose.
45 years.
I got so.
You wouldn't be able to walk.
I got so fucked up in my first 8 months of employment. And I remember I was like, I'm going to be a company man. I'm going to be a good blue collar working. I remember the day I shattered my nose at my workplace.
And you're like, I'm not going home.
No.
That's what's wild.
They like tried to stop me. I'm like, no. So I remember that was the first day I got a work uniform drenched in blood, like all the way down to like my pants.
Damn,
was,
I wish you still had it.
Yeah, no. So then like 3 months later, they laid me off because of lack of business. And then like 2 weeks later, they called me like, hey, we need those clothes back.
And you're like, it's covered in blood.
And it has a name, my name stitched into it. What? Yeah. And I had to drive back.
You actually gave it back?
I had to.
That's fucked.
They were going to withhold it from my last paycheck.
What the hell?
Yeah.
They're going to give that to somebody else?
I don't know. Like, I have a common name, I guess. But also, like it was stained beyond.
I guess
like,
I did have to return my FedEx clothes.
Did you? I didn't.
Like my pants and stuff?
Oh, no. I just threw all those away.
Oh, I wish I didn't.
The pants were horrible. Your sweater was great.
Yeah, I had a really cool retro FedEx sweater. And it was like a pullover and like no hood. And it was like, I mean, it was like, it felt like a thrifted vintage. Yeah. It was like, no, I just worked there.
Yeah, because I didn't return any of my shit.
I'd still be wearing that. That was sick as fuck.
Yeah, I still have mine. I still wear mine.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I can sneak into businesses with it probably.
And be like,
I definitely could.
I need your signature.
Yeah, and then I just run for the money.
Run for the money.
I don't know.
Where are you going? The bank?
Maybe. Yeah. Give a delivery to a bank. I used to deliver to a bank and I could see the like safe.
And they leave it open.
Sometimes.
And you're just like, hello.
Are there gold bars in there? Probably not. It's probably not anything in there.
It's probably like, yeah, nothing.
There's probably $10,000 and that's it.
Because everything's digital. That's why I don't understand banks.
Yeah, money's not real and it sucks.
But you need it.
And it still disappears.
And then it keeps happening. I don't know, dude. But it is weird. Looking back and like being like, oh wow, we used to be blue collar.
Yeah.
And now we're just this.
I mean, I still at least work with my hands.
I work with my hands too.
Sure, but I'm building wood stuff still. Just arcade cabinets. Yeah, now.
I'm just pouring drinks.
Yeah, and like I'm doing wiring still and stuff like that.
I mean, I have helped you.
You sure have, bud.
I'm learning how to make drinks. Yeah. I make pizza.
You sorted buttons that one time.
Yeah. Right. Clean buttons.
Yeah. With a toothbrush.
God, that sucked.
Yeah.
Just a bitch work.
And now they're having me do that again. And it sucks.
It's just, you just got to fully just be like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
Well, that's just headphones in.
Yeah. Put on a podcast and just zone out.
And that's what's good about my job currently is I'm at the warehouse where I'm just basically doing bitch work. Last week, all I did was shovel.
Really? For the snow?
Yeah. Because it snowed every day that I was there. And for some days, I was only there for 3 hours. And my boss gave away one of the shovels.
What?
Yep. So we had
you just shovel?
Yep. And that's all I did that day. And then they texted me after I went home being like, hey, you did a good job. You should be proud. Fuck off.
But you're making your warehouse salary?
Yeah. Which I would charge much more to shovel a driveway.
That's awesome.
It's horrible. It fucking sucked.
Yeah, shoveling is terrible.
No, so like
it hurts.
We had like the little metal like spiky one that you break guys with. Yep. We had the long metal flat one that you like really push with. And then we had the big plastic scoop that lets you move snow. He gave away the scoop one to some random person whose car got stuck.
He just gave him a shovel?
Yeah. And then I'm the one who shovels. So I came back. I was like, hey, where is this? He's like, oh, someone got stuck yesterday. I'm like, the fuck does that mean? He's like, oh, we gave him the shovel. And they just didn't give it back. Like, And then I was like,
what do you mean? Right, you gave
I guess
him a
I'll go out and scoop with a big ass medal. So I hurt my back.
What
I was
the
pissed
fuck?
Off. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It was.
Jesus.
But they sent me nice texts about it afterwards.
And that's how you know you
I did a
job
good
well
job.
Well, at least you shoveled and then got to have a good, hopefully relaxing weekend.
Decently relaxing, but very fun.
Okay, yeah, because yeah. Jacob just got back from the Midwest Vegas.
Went back to the Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, he went there less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, for my bachelor party, and this time I went for my sister's bachelorette party.
I told people at work, yeah. I was like, they're like, where's Jacob? And I was like, oh, he's at the Wisconsin Dells. And they're like, why? And I was like, oh, for his sister's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And they were like, huh. Excuse me?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's the family.
Yeah, it was just our family. Like, I don't think she's really doing anything with her friends because they're all everywhere. So it's rather like they all come to the wedding or they come to something else.
Yeah, I'd rather have him at a wedding.
Yeah, and I think like he's just going out with his boys and drinking one night. But yeah, so it was just our family.
Were the kids there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's all that I really did was fuck around with the niece and nephew.
That's so fun because you can... Oh, water park with kids?
Yeah, it was just super
pure
fun.
Joy.
Like slides, wave pool.
Were they good too?
Yes, they were good. Although... There's something I need to like figure out with them because whenever I see them, all I want to do is like wrestle and it's fun. And like,
I like wrestling.
Yeah. They run up and just start throwing punches. And so then I like, grab them, throw them up and stuff. But then when they talk about me, they're like, oh yeah, they call me Debu. They're like, Debu's mean. Debu punched me. I'm like,
oh my God,
that's not what this is. And then they'll run up and be like, just start swinging at me. So then like, same with like, I'll like pick them up, toss them down. And then like, they'll play dead. So then I do like CPR and tickle them. And it's like a fun game. And then they do it to me. But then they're like, yeah, he's mean. I'm like,
no,
we can't do that. That's not fun.
Yeah, like, that's how I get in trouble.
Yeah. I'm not your heel. Like, because that's what they're treating it as. It's kind of like pro wrestling.
Yeah, it's pro wrestling. You're
so,
the heel.
Yeah, I'm fighting a 3-year-old Hulk Hogan. And like, I have America's- to be the bad guy, which is fun. But you can't explain it this way.
You're Sergeant Slaughter, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Sergeant Slaughter.
Just slaughtering.
Fucking beating the shit out of a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. Didn't make my niece cry once, and she immediately told on me, and I immediately went, you shut up.
What'd you do?
They got
you
one.
You hit
like,
her too hard.
No. This one, it is not fully my fault. It's a little my fault, but also I was nice to her immediately after and tried to apologize.
I haven't made a kid cry in a while, because I used to make my brother cry.
Sure.
And I've always been like, no, shut up. Like, don't tell.
It was a little bit that for this. She got like a big ball, and we were like playing with it, and like, I was kicking it around, like bouncing off stuff, and it would like hit her or whatever. And like she ran for it at one point. I'd kicked it. I hadn't realized she was running for it. So it went away, and then she just decked into a like the armrest of a chair, just poof, poof, and then just started bawling. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I
that
mean,
sucks.
That's not your fault.
But. Yeah, no, I was like, I'm sorry. That sucks. And then my sister comes around. She's like, is she okay? I'm like, yeah, she's fine. And then she immediately goes, Debu threw me into a chair. I'm like, no.
No, that's
shut
not,
up.
That's not what happened.
And like, I'm not going to play with you if you keep doing this shit.
At like, least you were just around your family where they know who you guys
yes.
are. It's like you're in public and this guy punches me.
Yeah. Just, well, yeah, they're going to explain that. Yeah, my uncle punches me. I'm like, no, that's not what happens.
Like they
also,
go to school?
Yeah. Because like it was on site. They just immediately started throwing haymakers at me.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun except for that they're dick level. So there's just a few yes. times one just
and they go,
wham.
And they don't hold back.
No, like if they punch me in the leg, it doesn't hurt yeah. at all. Or like if I can just block it
but
a little bit.
Man,
but
even a 5-year-old punch to the dick, that's still
yeah, just a stray tiny fist. It's a dagger. Just covered in friendship bracelets. Just right to the crotch.
You're like, I'm going to tell on you now. You hit me in the dick.
But like it was just like when she did that, I just literally went, shut up. That's not what happened.
That's funny.
You started playing with me and I played with you and I felt and like also immediately I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. That probably
hurt. Like you were like, ha ha.
Yeah. But yeah, but no, they were great. And like playing in the, because my niece is 5 and like she actually did the wave pool with me, which
oh,
is super
yeah, because
fun.
Playing in the water with kids is fun too.
Yeah. Because also you can really just toss them
and
around.
Yeah,
they
can
climb on
them.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's no problem. Yeah, because I think I only really made them cry once, and that's when she just sprinted into the chair.
I mean, that's good.
No,
that's
yeah,
good.
That's not bad. Because also, like, usually when I hang out with them, I make them cry once.
Yeah, one cry, not bad.
Yeah, because like a ball will take a weird bounce, hit him in the face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're playing with,
or just like they fall and like hit the edge of something, you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah, because they are just little people.
God, I remember the first time I made my niece cry. She was little, and like she's like holding my hand and walking around. And at one point, she's let go and just.
Oh, just fell?
Like, head first on my parents' kitchen floor.
Oh,
so there was like a tile lump. And I was just like, oh, shit. But yeah, but she was just like walking just.
Because you were holding her up for balance?
No, I wasn't. She was holding me.
And she just let go.
Yeah, she just hit the floor. I was like, ah, oh, shit. That's a bad
one. That's a bad one.
Yeah, she's fine, though.
The Dell sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Was it, since you guys were in the middle of February, was it busy?
It was busier than when we went, which was surprising.
Interesting.
There
busier.
Was a lot of like hockey kids there, which they are a horrible crowd.
Like high schoolers?
No, like junior high hockey kids.
Oh, shit.
Horrible hair, too much energy.
Mullets.
Yes, so many mullets. So,
junior high hockey. Oh, no. Just the worst kids.
But the funniest group we were stuck behind was Izzy and I, and we went up to the really good slide, like the whatever.
Oh, the half pipe slide. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the best slide
it's
there.
It's fun that you went to the same park.
Yeah, it was weird. Because also I was like, I've done all of this. So
you're like, I know this.
I'm not wasting time with the bullshit slides. But we were stuck behind on this. So it was, and it was a pretty long line. So we were with them for probably 30 minutes.
Damn. Okay. So that is way yeah. busier than when we went. Name as one. I would have assumed, but the Dells is a popular location.
Yeah. But it was also freezing and snowing the entire time. So I thought it would maybe be more dead, but
you have to get like fully bundled up and to walk to the park. And
we took the shuttle for this one. Cause we had kids and old people.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So there was this group of, I would say I'm so bad at judging ages now.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they were, but like I would put them at like middle school or very beginning of high school.
So was that 12?
Between 6th and 8th grade. So okay. I'd say 12 to 14. 14?
Okay. Yeah.
Boy, girl, like probably 15 of them. And we were just studying this group of kids because also this is definitely the first time like they're both seeing skin on each other.
Yeah, they're like, you're half naked.
Yeah, and there was just like cluster. And there was like a group of kids who were in like Fortnite clothes that wouldn't talk to the girls. And there was like the douchebag kids in hookah shell necklaces who were talking to the girls. But the funniest thing I saw was they started five-starring each other.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's still a thing?
I guess. I thought it had gone away.
Fuck, that hurts so
but
bad.
But it was like two boys letting all the girls five-star them just to be touched, just to get attention. And like,
because they're trying to impress the girls.
They were fucking hurting. And it was so funny because I would just hear it just smack. And like, I would hold back laughter.
God,
and it's just,
damn.
Yeah, it's just
and
like,
the girls are not doing it
no,
to flirt.
No, they think it's so funny.
They're going to hit as
like,
hard as they can.
Yeah, and like, it showed. Like, you could read these girls' fingerprints on these kids' back.
Yikes.
And that just made me think about like how desperate we were in like 100%. Sixth grade, where I remember I was a kid who would pretend to run into shit to make a girl laugh.
Yeah, I would
constantly.
I would be such an idiot.
Like I would just be doing slapstick comedy out there trying anything to work.
Like I saw Charlie Chaplin do this.
Yeah. No, like I remember even like going to a mall with a girl and I'd run into their signs and like fall on my back and the girl would laugh and be like, nailed it.
And then like the high schooler that's working at that store is like,
fucking
these
get
fucking
up.
Idiots.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, I
yeah.
fucking hate you.
So I thought that'd be an interesting thing to talk about. What are some of the dumb things you did to try to get girls' attention?
Oh man, I've never been good at that.
Yep. Well, man. You got their attention. Just
I was
not
just
in the right way.
I was just weird.
Yeah.
Like I was loud.
Yeah. Cause especially back then we didn't know how to tell a joke.
No. So I would just
didn't
like
know timing.
I think I would just like be hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Like in a group and there'd be girls adjacent and I would just be loud just to like, so they would look over
yeah.
and be like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah. Like, and they would just be like, I wish you would shut the
yeah,
fuck
they,
up.
And it, they didn't like it.
Yeah. And they never did. And we still do that.
And I think it would be, yeah, I'd still like being loud. But then I think it'd be a lot of bullying too.
Yeah, trying to tease, but being bad at it.
Like I remember like in elementary school, when it was snowy outside and we would have recess, mm-hmm. we would always play like King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on the big snow bound.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, which is so fun. But I would push people so fucking hard.
Like you'd be just pushing women up there?
No, I don't think I would push girls.
Okay.
But I would like get to the top and just fucking...
For a girl.
Yeah,
for... You wanted to be her
just,
king.
Just so like a girl would be like,
yeah.
He's strong. You know?
You were just this chubby little nerdy
I know.
Kid.
Just wearing a full fucking snowsuit.
Yeah, it's like you're all puffed out. I'm just like, I'm king.
Yeah. My stepdad pushes me, so I'm going to push you. I think it was, yeah, just a lot of that. Or like when we were in the hallways,
yeah.
I would just be an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, my big thing is just pratfalls constantly.
I think I would do like the slapstick stuff too, because yeah. I would just like I just liked being loud.
Mm-hmm. I remember Planet 7, which was for us.
I never went to that.
No, yeah. That.
Because that was a big deal.
It was a walking nightmare, though, as like a mid-pubescent boy, just because this is the first time you're meeting. So Planet 7 for us was our elementary school ends at sixth grade.
Yes.
And then 7th and 8th is middle school, where yeah. I think for a lot of people, 6th, 7th, 8th is middle school. Yes.
But we also, where we grew up, 9th grade was its own school as well.
Which is also weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah, because then you were just in this weird little echo chamber.
Of just this, only what all you the know. Same age. Yeah.
Yes. But so for Planet 7, it's the first time you meet all the girls and boys, but no one made friends with a new boy nope. that week. It was just it's you, about the you new were girls. In love with 10 girls that week.
Because it was all the girls from different elementary schools.
Other schools,
they
yeah.
weren't going to go to your school.
And you would, like some of them, I recognize them from like church or something like that. But I remember like-
And it was just like a summer thing, right?
Yeah, it was like a week.
Yeah,
and like,
it was like a week
I think
camp.
You go to like the Science Center and then it ends with a trip to Six Flags, which is great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I never went to that.
Yeah, and like one of them is you walk around your next school and you like run around okay. like in the halls
walk
and like you find
high.
Where everything is. I remember there was one thing where the where like a locker was open. I just pretended to sprint right into it. And so it was like boom, boom, and I fell back and a girl laughed and I was like, I'm gonna do that 4 more times. And guess what? She stopped laughing pretty fucking yeah, quick.
Because they don't laugh because it's funny. They laugh because they go, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Like they go, that like, was.
Oh, I'm learning something new about boys today.
They're like, boys are dumb.
Yeah.
And oh, he's doing it again?
Oh, all right. Like it's just this weird little caveman ritual that they don't care
junior
about.
Junior high boys, they are cavemen.
The worst.
Because they're fucking loud, noisy,
their
smelly.
Their voices are cracking. Yeah, yeah.
And they're just doing everything they can
covered
for fucking attention.
Covered in Axe body spray. First time I was allowed to grow out my hair. I remember when I got on the bus for 7th grade and this one girl was like, oh, Jacob got cute. And I was like, oh, this is a new life.
You're like, I'm never cutting my hair again.
No, and I didn't until I had to.
Until he was bald.
Yep.
God, yeah. I was just a fucking weird kid. Like, especially in junior high. Like, I, like, invented a lot of things.
I went through that in sixth grade where like, I was inventing.
Like, I was just, like, taking things apart and putting them together with different things.
But then they'd be missing shit.
Yeah, because I would just destroy things.
Yeah.
I was way into, like, Rube Goldberg machines, too, for a while.
I remember your
face
through
that.
Which was fun.
I would always try to build one in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had random fucking PVC pipe everywhere. And it was, like, the stupidest fucking
thing. Like, a domino collection for no fucking reason.
But I remember, because we got lockers in junior high.
Yeah.
And I had somehow got my hands on, like, a really strong magnet.
Okay.
So I took the magnet and I tied a string to it and hooked it onto my locker so I never had to do the code.
Oh, so the lock stayed up.
So the lock stayed up so I could just close it and open it.
That's fun.
But then the magnet slipped
okay.
and the string got caught.
Yeah.
So then my locker couldn't open.
And also you probably forgot your code by then.
Yeah, exactly. So then the janitor had to open my locker and he was like, what the fuck is this?
Just like a fucking a dart shoots out. Like, oh, sorry.
He's like, don't do this. And I'm like, okay.
I remember in seventh grade, my mom gave, I think it was seventh grade, because that's when we like, yeah, for I think we had lockers in sixth grade, but nobody cared.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
yeah but
it
like,
was weird.
You
yeah.
didn't really do anything
no,
with them.
Lockers
but like,
are really big in junior high.
Yeah, because that's when you're going to different classrooms. My mom got me like a bunch of magnets of my pets. And
ooh.
So I like put those up.
Oh, interesting.
And I realized nobody else did that.
Yeah, nobody decorated.
So I had just a picture of two cats cuddling. And it was like, what the fuck is that?
People are calling you the F word.
Yeah, that happened in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was big in that
That's
era.
Probably the start of that.
Yeah. He got called it a lot.
Yeah.
Now look at him.
And kind of recently, we got called it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true at our work party.
Yeah, by a bunch of gay people.
By people that are allowed to say it.
Yeah. I'm proud of them for taking it back. Because also, I've missed that word.
Yeah, I like hearing it.
Yeah. And like, I don't need to say it, but I like it coming back
yeah,
in the right
yeah,
way.
Cause it yeah,
because it is. Because also, it's probably going to start coming back in the wrong way here
yeah.
pretty soon.
Yikes.
Yeah. But we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the positives of the F word.
Yes, the fun ones.
Yeah.
When gay people call straight people it.
Yeah, because that's funny.
I well, like it.
I love it.
Because I'm like, oh, wow. That's like, they're kind of being mean, but it's a fun mean.
It's you're letting them tease you,
yeah,
and you just
and
love
like,
it.
That means they at least like us.
A little bit. Or
least,
they really hate
or
us.
Or they really hate us, but they're putting it up with us.
Yeah, and guess what? I'll fall down in front of them.
Yeah.
I'll do a little.
I'll do a little song and dance.
Yeah.
Even though they're gay.
Yeah. But you know, attention is attention,
attention
my
is
friend.
Attention. Dude, going back to inventions though.
Yeah.
I thought of another one that I did in junior high. It's I don't even know what it was. So I got like, you know those big batteries? It's like like a fucking rectangle, and then there were two fucking ports on the top.
A D?
No, but it was like a massive battery. I don't even know what it's for, but it was like a,
it's like this, a giant D battery.
Yeah, like this big, and then there were two things on top of it.
Or 9-volt, but giant.
But giant.
Okay.
So I had that, and then I took a motor from, I don't know, maybe a remote control car or something.
Okay.
And wired it up to the battery.
You had no idea what you were doing.
No. Yeah. Electricity scares me.
You're just touching stuff.
Yeah. And I added like a switch somehow. So okay. I could turn it off and back on.
That's impressive.
And then, so it's just this motor that I could turn on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taped like a ball on the end of the motor that fit CDs.
Okay.
So
like it went through the hole.
Yeah, it went through the hole. So I could stack a few CDs on the motor, and then when I turn it on, it would spin, and then the CDs would shoot.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like say it like lowered onto something, but no, it was just a gun.
No, yeah, it was a gun. Like it was literally like I could stack a few, and then it would spin so much that the CD would like start to rise and then fly,
but not in the same direction every time.
No, it was random. Yeah,
okay, so I could this not was control, useless.
I could not control it, but I remember taking it. Like
you could set it off in the middle of a room and hold a classroom hostage.
Yeah, I remember taking it to school and just shooting CDs, and people were like, "What are you doing?
Stop, please!"
And then I think at one point I got my hair caught in the motor. I had like longer hair. That's and then really I was funny. Like, oh fuck. And it was like, I was junior high, because I don't know. So it was all together with taped.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like, and it wasn't electrical tape.
No.
It was masking tape.
Random wire. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, that's not safe.
No.
I could have started a fire.
Definitely. Yeah. If you
but I was just, like, but I was like, man.
Yeah, if you would have just connected the two wires, that would have just been a fast circuit. It would just started a fire.
But like CDs were just fucking shooting.
You're like, this is cool.
And I was
right?
in my bedroom alone, just like, I did something.
I'm going to make millions. Yeah.
Someone's got to make money off this.
It's simply too good.
Yeah, that was fun, dude.
Because my big thing was always, I remember in sixth grade, is I'd take apart pens and figure out how to make it shoot other things.
Like a little grappling hook or whatever?
Yeah, the grappling hook was the big one I did, where I got three paper clips. So it was a grappling hook, and then put a string on it, and so it could shoot out, and I got a little winder.
That's why, I mean, taking apart pens is fun, because I would always just launch them with the spring.
Exactly. I remember just like hitting girls across the room with it and getting in trouble and be like, I'm sorry. I couldn't possibly have done this on purpose, but I understand it's still my fault.
Also, yeah, I remember when I was trying to impress girls, I would just throw things.
Yeah, they never liked it.
Yeah, and like throw things at girls.
Yeah, they weren't my friends.
And they were just like, stop.
Please.
And I was like, you looked at me. Looked at me.
Oh, you got a crush?
And then as soon as they look at me, I look away.
And then I'm in love.
Yeah, and then I go, fuck, I'm going to think about you for months and never talk to you. And then I'm going to ask you to homecoming over Facebook and you're going to say no.
What was her name?
Which one?
Wait, tell me, who's your biggest crush in sixth grade? We'll bleep it. I'll say mine.
Oh, biggest crush in sixth grade. Probably.
Mine was.
Your sister's name.
I know. That fucked me up.
Oh, yikes.
No, I remember for her the worst. I've told this story on the podcast ever, but the worst moment of my life in sixth grade was I had a friend over, and this friend was hotter than me. He wore a hookah shell necklace and nice. Got to grow out his hair before I could because his parents were cooler than mine. But they got divorced. But,
that makes him really cool.
Yeah, he also went to prison for a while for beating someone up, and that all makes sense after this story.
Shit.
Yeah.
He got two Christmases.
I mean, three because of prison.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure they do something there.
Yeah.
But he texted that he was friends with this girl and she had a crush on him, and he knew it, I knew it, and he knew I knew it, and he knew I liked her. And they were just talking. But like talking normal, yeah, whatever.
Just texting.
And he texted her, who do you like more, me or Jacob? And she said, you. And like, he told me that. I was like, cool. I didn't need that information. I'm just going to cry
now
a little
I'm
bit.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah. And then
thanks.
He later texted her, hey, I have a question. She said, what? Who do you like, me or Zach was his name. So he pretended like I took his phone to ask her who she liked.
Oh, fudge.
Just so he could again tell me like, oh, and then he was like, yeah, she said, huh, sorry. I just see you as a friend. I was like, I didn't even want this info to begin with. And he just ruined my life for a hot second.
Karma.
Yep. Then he beat up a man and then went to prison for it. That was karma for making me a fool.
He must have beat him up hard.
I know. Yeah.
Did you go to prison to beat someone up?
Yeah, no, he jumped somebody and robbed him with a group of other guys.
Did it happen in an alleyway?
I don't know. Maybe.
I've heard that happens occasionally.
From time to time.
From time to time. It's a little inside joke. We can't go into details.
We know someone who recently got robbed. And we shouldn't be laughing about it.
I don't think it's real.
We'll see. We won't. I think if it's real, it was someone who knew him.
Yeah, 100%.
I think it was planned. Because also, I don't know anyone who's hiding in an alley to rob somebody right next to a gay bar.
Yeah. On a Sunday night.
Yeah. Sunday night when it's 2 degrees out at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Just waiting.
I'm going to get so much money from this.
It's Des Moines.
I think he said he had like $6 on him.
Not also, anymore?
Like, if I got robbed, I would have no money. I'm like, all right, here's my card that I'm going to tell the bank I don't own anymore.
I occasionally will have cash.
Sure.
But then not, because yeah. I'll spend it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So like, then you're just, you'd rather have cash or you're drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And full of appetizers.
Oh.
And they can't rob you of that.
They can't rob me of appetizers. God, also, I'm just thinking about junior high now.
Yeah.
It's
I think
a weird
my
time.
Favorite, and I think I've brought this up recently because it makes me laugh every time I think about it, is it was you in high school, though. It's when the Harlem Shake came out.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about, too. Yeah. It's another thing. I just got people's attention.
Yeah. But yes, you did a Harlem Shake video, but part of it you filmed on top of a stairwell and the kids started screaming, jump.
Yeah.
And that makes me laugh so hard every time.
People knew of me.
Yeah. Everyone knew of you. And I was kind of that in high school, too.
And because I didn't have a group, I was just adjacent with a lot of groups.
I at least got a group in high school.
I was always a group hop, which is what I've always done, is just group hop.
Where and I'm just like me.
Yeah. And, but like, yeah, I would just make videos and like do shit. Dude, what's so wild is like in high school, I had no fucking shame. I had no anxiety.
That is what, also,
I had nothing. Like,
excuse me, we do a podcast together?
No, but like, I still have anxiety now and all this stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
But like,
this just makes me anxious.
Yeah. In high school, I would just be like, oh yeah, I'll dance in the hallway in front of 800 kids or like.
And not even for them.
No.
Just for one camera.
For one camera that will get 20 views on the internet.
Your Harlem Shake got more than that.
Yeah, Harlem Shake did pretty well.
That was like your first 1,000 view.
Because I was quick to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, that's true. And all of them thought you were quick to pull the trigger on something else.
Yeah. Never did.
I remember hearing about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm the weird kid. I was a weird kid.
I remember I was the broken kid for a while.
You're the broken kid.
Do you not remember that a kid at school assaulted a teacher and then hit me in the face with a projector?
That's how we started the podcast.
Is it? Telling that story? Yeah. So I'll tell that one again.
It's a fun one.
It's a wild one. So I always forget that was me. So yeah, I was
how do you forget it was you?
Because I got hit in the face with a projector.
Oh, yeah, because you got concussed. Yeah. That's why.
No, so it was in study hall in probably junior year of high school.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And I remember this kid named Chaz. Chaz or Chad? Probably Chaz.
I think it was Chaz.
I think it was.
Because that's a name.
And I'm not even sure if that is a name anymore.
No, but I remember him.
Yeah, because I'm sure that name will just be etched out because no one will ever breed with them.
I don't know. Or that becomes a very popular name in 20 years.
A new Chaz? That would be a nightmare.
Chaz Jr.
Yeah. All right, but yeah, this kid named Chaz threw a paper airplane. And then we had this teacher. What was his name?
Mr. Kranovich.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah, he's dead now.
And also, this teacher did not have an easy life. His name was Mr. Kranovich, and he had a hardcore lisp.
Yep.
So everybody called him Kranovich,
yep.
Which is just a bummer from the get-go.
Or Kranovich.
Yeah, Kranovich. That was a big one.
Yep. Yep. And he was also like, he was a little out of shape, you know.
Old man, weird.
Yeah, he like walked slow. He was very old. He was nice. He was very nice, but he was just weird. He's quiet.
Yeah. But yeah, he was in charge of the study hall because he wasn't an actual teacher either.
I don't know what he did.
He was just an adult entrusted with children.
For study hall.
Yes.
Like that's all he did.
He just monitored.
And then I think maybe he helped
somebody in the office or something. Yeah, maybe.
Like maybe he was like an assistant to the assistant coach for football. I don't know.
RIP.
Yeah.
But Mr. Kranovich got angry and says, all right, you're all going to stay behind or stay after class until we figure out who did that. We all know who did it, but you're not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to tattle.
Because I'm not going to snitch to the bitch.
Yep. That's what they say.
Yeah. Classic saying.
Yeah, you guys know this.
But I just remember behind us, I hear, that's bullshit, which is insane.
Yeah, insane to say it to a teacher.
Yeah, and for that to cut through, and then we're all just like, oh,
something's happening.
Yeah. And then Kranovich said something else. And then this kid gets up. And he's just like, you motherfucker, piece of shit. I'll fuck you up. And it was just like, all of us were like, what's happening?
Because it's study hall. So it's quiet.
Yeah. And also this kid is like, no one has ever talked to an adult this way that we saw. And this guy gets up in his face. And then he starts taking everything on the desk. It started with the planner. Chucked it at him. Recycling bin. Chucked it at him. And the teacher's just like, take it.
And everyone in class is just like,
what the what fuck the is that? Remember, I am front row. So there's the study hall was kind of like not Coliseum, but it's
a little bit like that.
Amphitheater.
Like quiet choir seating or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
And there's too many kids in it. So there's like the stairs down, like the amphitheater esque down. And then there is desks in front.
In the center.
And I was at the desk in the front. So I was 3 feet away from this teacher.
I sat in the back in that room. Luckily.
Interesting, because I think it was my last name that brought me to the front. Oh, so they must have done opposite for you.
Yeah, thankfully I was in the back.
Bullshit.
I could be on my phone.
You were allowed to be on your phone in study hall, I remember back then.
Not when I was in it.
Really?
I had to hide it. I had to pretend I was reading. And I just had my phone in my hand.
Yeah, so then he just starts chucking everything at this teacher, and then he grabs a projector. And this is like
back in the day
old school projector.
What the fucking thing
that like it's comes impressive up. That this guy just picked it up. I don't know how heavy they are
heavy,
and
I guess always got rolled around.
I guess thank god he didn't chuck it at the guy. Instead, he just threw it behind him.
Oh, so he just
chucked it over his shoulder where I was.
Jesus.
And I remember this thing blew through me. I remember it hit me and rolled up me and then hit the girl behind me.
Well, and also what happens so fast, you're like,
and then he grabs the teacher and throws him onto my desk. And then so the man hits my desk and then falls off just
And you're just like,
no, I am gone. I am
blacked out. Yeah.
Dazed. Like, I remember him doing that. And this guy just runs away. I still remember being like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was bleeding in a few spots.
You're like,
and guess what? This hot girl to the right of me says, Jacob, are you okay?
And that's how you got attention.
She noticed me.
Which is what a boy always wants. You're like, I don't care that I almost died.
No, I actually remember it was a really, really pretty girl who didn't talk to me.
Was she a popular girl?
Yeah. Believe the I think was she, who it was. Yeah,
very,
like,
very popular.
Like cheerleader.
Very beautiful woman.
Or maybe, I don't know if that's her last name, but I think I know, yeah, you know, I know who
yeah,
I'm talking
know
about.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah. But I think she said, Jacob, are you okay? I was like, I don't know.
You're like, I am now, baby.
But then for the rest of the day, I would watch people tell that story and then everyone turned towards me and I'd just be like.
And you're like still concussed. Like,
no, because then they sent me to the office for me to explain what happened.
Like, yeah, testimony.
Of all the people in the classroom of probably like 100 kids, they made me the one who actually got physically injured. Like, yeah.
There's an oak tree. Like, you're like so fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember.
And then I remember the guy, I heard that he apologized to the girl behind me. It was
shit, okay. Yeah. I know her, yeah.
Leave first names for those who also are listening.
Yes. There's one guy listening right now that's like, I can picture all of this.
Yeah, he knows all these women. But yeah, that's the day I got the most attention. And then I got 2 more concussions that year. Got me much less attention.
Yeah.
One was from hitting my face on the shed.
What?
I was walking uphill and there's this weird little shed.
Oh,
and I
yes.
just walked up into it. I
and
just remember
hit it.
It hit me like top of the head and it just was an off button. I just like... And then like fell down the...
I think that shed's gone now.
I would hope so, because that was bad.
Yeah, it was like the design is poor because of the hill. Yeah,
yeah. And I like walked up point. It. So like I was talking to somebody just boop.
And then crumbled.
Yeah,
and that's fucking... That could have fucked you up.
And the other one was I got airborne at a concert and just slammed on the ground.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was at my own concert.
That was at Val Air?
Yeah, Vaudeville.
Vaudeville,
it was
yeah.
during Mail Away show, so I had already at least gone up.
Yeah, you already played.
But I remember just being old. Days for a while.
Man, you gotta play next and you're singing?
Yeah.
Roses are red.
Hush, hush,
hush.
We're in a band. 182.
I've only been concussed once, hopefully, that I know of.
Oh, wait. So that one would have been my senior year. So my other one was when a gate fell on my head.
Oh, yeah. When you were
in the basement.
Home, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got angry.
That was the one that was definitely like 100, because I never went to a doctor for any of these, but that was 100% a concussion.
Yeah, because your personality switched.
Yeah, like I remember I was just so mad because my sister was helping me.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, because there's a bunny that I lived in the basement and a bunny fell in my whatever that.
It's like a
egress?
Rain. Yeah, like
whatever that's called.
For a basement window. Yeah,
yeah, but there's a gate over that you had to lift up.
But
and
also, it's
a ladder
for
down.
Like, it's for
fire escape.
Fire escape, yeah.
And yeah, I lifted the gate up and I didn't get it. Past whatever that point is, and it came back and just right
and
on
that's
the
a heavy gate
yeah,
too.
One.
Yeah,
and like I'm lucky I didn't fall in, but I remember her being like trying to control me, and I was like furious.
Fuck,
that's definitely the one where I was 100% a concussion,
and that one changed you forever.
Maybe
God, isn't it wild that people can get concussed and,
their life is different
and then they're done?
Yeah. Well, that too.
They're done or they're different. Yeah. Scary. It's just scary how fucking split seconds like that can happen. Yeah,
we are just our brain.
Yeah.
Like we are nothing else. It's fucking weird.
We're just fucking two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Are we lost?
I don't know.
How big of a fishbowl? That's not very big.
I was quoting a song.
What song?
Pink Floyd.
No. Well, that's fine.
You don't know that?
I don't know Pink Floyd at all.
That's like the most famous fucking, we're just two lost souls.
Well, like The Wall. That's a lyric.
It's also an album.
But they say,
and a movie.
But they also sing The Wall.
Yeah, because it's the name of a song.
Yeah.
Wall's a pretty good album.
I know Pink Floyd.
I have that album on vinyl. The movie's pretty good. Watched it in college. We smoked a lot of hookah when we watched it.
Wizard of Oz?
What?
What?
No, The Wall.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was telling a story, you just go Wizard of Oz. You pulled what I pulled.
I know. I'm keeping you on your toes.
And I get why you throw, why it throws you off.
Yeah. Because you
what the fuck? Yeah, Wizard of Oz. If you play the album with the fucking...
Which I'll never do.
Yeah.
I'm not intrigued enough by it either.
But to change gears real quick, inspired by last week's blind ranking,
ooh,
I have a blind ranking for Jacob.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's going to blind rank controversial people.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. All right. Welcome back to blind rankings. Jacob's going to blind rank these controversial famous people.
Okay.
Starting off.
Because they can be famous for being controversial also, I assume, for some of these.
Yeah, they're all famous.
Okay.
But they're all famous controversial people.
Okay.
Like, they're all controversial. Starting off with one of my favorite actors of all time. Who's very controversial.
Okay.
Out of five, where would you blind rank Kevin Spacey? One of my favorite actors of all time.
All right. Because I don't know how the ranking works.
Yeah, I know. That's the tough part. See, now you know, because you bring the weird shit to me, and I'm like, I don't know where to start.
All right. Because I'm not going to do one being most controversial. I'm gonna try doing one.
Yeah, the tough part.
Who I'd say is the best person.
Are you going to rank? But you don't know who's coming next.
Yeah. But, okay. So, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
I think some of his charges were dropped.
Yep.
But that's also because one of them killed themselves.
Oh shit. So, I did not know that. And he plays a great bad guy because he's
a really good actor.
Because he's a bad guy.
I'm going to put him at number two.
Good start. Good start for Kevin
Spacey. He's a great actor.
Oh, fucking.
He's fantastic.
And he's in so many things.
Great villain.
Great villain.
And also he's not in prison.
Yeah.
And I think he got pretty gropey. I don't know to what extent. I'm not going to try and justify it. That won't be part of this game now. Okay.
Well, speaking of groping.
Okay.
Number two, this guy did go to prison.
John Groban.
But I think he's out.
Okay.
Josh Groban? Is that what you're
trying? I was trying to say Josh Groping. Groping. I'm sure he loves that joke.
That one wasn't a hit.
All right, who?
Next up, give me some of that pudding.
Oh, shit.
Bill Cosby.
Okay, Bill Cosby is insane because he's so bad.
But also, like, growing up, we grew up in the 90s.
Cosby Show
was
great.
The Cosby Show was so good.
It was a good one, yeah. When also, like, Cosby Show was, like, showing, like, a healthy black family succeeding. Because he was, like, a doctor. Was he, like, a dentist or something?
He was rich.
Some sort of doctor, yeah.
And he had great kids.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, his kids were great, and there's a lot of them, but they were all doing their own shit, being good.
And then also, I remember, like, he used to advertise so many things.
Uh-huh.
And then also his stand-up specials were great.
And kids do say the darndest things. Yeah. I watched that, but...
He was a big deal until it came out.
Yeah. And like, it was like so many.
And we're just like, oh no, you ruined everybody.
Yeah.
You ruined our lives.
Cause he was just date raping everybody. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Fuck. Cause it was like over 30 people, I think. All right. But also there's a good chance you put Hitler on this list. So I'm gonna put him at number four.
Number four for Bill Cosby. Yeah. You don't know who's on my list.
I don't.
Next up, I cried at his funeral.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
All right.
It's wild you knew that. I guess you were thinking,
Who else would you
cry at a funeral that's controversial?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Jackson, yeah.
All right, Michael Jackson.
The king of pop.
Yeah, he had some bangers.
And he also was
bangs.
Yeah,
he was. But also, Macaulay Culkin says he didn't. And really, that's the home run if you're going to get a kid. The Home Alone kid.
Yeah, that's the Home Alone kid. One of the cutest kids ever.
Yeah. And like, escape from the Wet Bandits, but didn't escape from the King of Pop.
He's getting hanging out with his monkey.
Yeah. And Corey Feldman says he didn't do anything either.
Corey Feldman seems like he's buzzed, though.
But no, Corey Feldman says Charlie Sheen did it.
Oh, okay.
Which is also wild. And like,
good for Macaulay Culkin, though. Yeah. He's married to Brenda Song.
Yeah, he's doing, I love that he's doing great.
God, I saw a photo of them together, and I'm like, that, I love it. Makes me happy, so happy, so happy.
Also, what a great poll, too. Like, Brenda Song, gorgeous, early famous, pretty good actor. But like,
I loved her from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
But also, like, she had a good stint on, like, New Girl. Like, I'm sure she's doing other stuff. And, like, fucking gorgeous. And seems like she's put together.
And Macaulay Culkin is looking good now.
Yeah, he's doing great.
He went through a weird phase, but yeah.
Just got his Hollywood star.
Oh, but, he got a star?
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah.
And, shit, what's her name? Who's the mom from Home Alone?
Oh, she got a star,
but
too?
Also, no, Schitt's Creek. She might have one, but she was there and, like, did a speech about him.
Kevin!
God damn it, what is her name? That's gonna piss me off. Not knowing can't that. Remember. Yeah.
But she's in a beer commercial now.
She is.
With Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, because
you got 1, 3, and 5 left for Michael Jackson.
I think I'm gonna go 1.
1 for Michael Jackson.
It's not proven. There's plausible deniability. And also, Thriller's perfect.
Yeah.
Like
his music's good.
Off the Wall was great. Yeah. There's
I mean, when you look into his discography, there's so many songs where you're like, God, these are all hits.
Yeah, but also then he has like Friend Like Ben, which was not a hit. It was a song about his rat.
I don't know that one.
Really? You cried at his funeral and you don't know Friend Like Ben?
I was in junior high when he died.
Right. He also had a monkey named Bubbles. Yep. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, Blanket.
Yeah, the Blanket shit was weird.
Yeah, remember before he even got canceled, he was still controversial because he lifted his baby out the window.
Yeah,
remember
over that? A ledge, yeah.
Just Jesus.
Also, just like the nose falling off was wild.
Yeah, South Park made fun of him a ton. Yeah. And also the skin shit.
Yeah, and just, also the videos where you kind of realize his voice was fake.
And you're just like, who are you?
Yeah, you don't have to do all this. And also like-
He was so fucked up though because of his dad.
Yeah, I do believe, I would believe that he didn't do anything with kids. But sharing a bed with kids is not great. Somebody should have stopped him. But I get that it's because he had development issues.
I think he was.
I hope.
I think he was just a kid mentally.
I hope. But also.
But also,
you
like,
can't do that anymore.
But also, I don't know though because I've seen a documentary like.
Yeah, there are some people who claim that.
Well, like
he likes staring at little kids' assholes.
Yikes!
Yeah, but
I watched a documentary called "This Is the End," which is like his last tour. So it's a documentary about his tour, and it shows him like when they're practicing and touring.
Yeah,
and like. Dude, he was
hated touring.
But also, he was so smart and so talented. Like, dude, like a bass player would be playing the line and he'd go, no, 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 no. And he would like, and he would just sing the bass line and be like, no, it's this way.
How annoying. And as a bassist.
But also, like, that's impressive.
He knew his shit, yeah.
So he, like, he was so smart.
And also, it does show hitting your kids can lead to success.
I mean, I have a podcast.
Him, Michael Jordan. Who else?
Michael Jordan got hit?
I think his dad was just horrible.
Tiger Woods, probably.
Tiger Woods, yeah. But also fucking champions.
Yeah, to be the greatest.
Those are the three best at what they did. And then there's you.
Yep.
He didn't hit you hard enough, I think.
He hurt. Next up. Okay. Next up, you got 3 and 5 left.
All right.
Where would you blind rank Papa T? Our president.
He is currently president of the United States.
Very controversial.
Am I allowed to say he's worse than Bill Cosby, though?
That's the fun part, dude. Yeah, because if you put him at 5, you're saying he's worse than Kevin Spacey, Bill Cosby, and Michael Jackson.
Which I would say he's worse than...
But also, I don't know how you're rating these.
Me neither. Because I want to put him at 5 just because like I actively hate him now. But also you might give me the worst person who he also idolizes currently.
I don't idolize anybody.
No, him.
Oh,
Papa T.
Yeah, Papa T.
If you throw me a little Hitler.
You don't know who my number five is.
If you Hitler it out of the park.
You don't know who my number 5 is, dude. So it could be Hitler or it could be someone 5. Yeah. You don't know.
All right. I'm going to throw Papa T at 3.
At 3. So
because while I do believe he's done some horrible things to women, I guess I know that he's also done horrible things to women, but I know Bill Cosby has. He's really ranking up the numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine if Bill Cosby was the president. Just what the fuck?
But also, who would you rather vote for, him or Trump?
I don't know.
goddamn.
Like, I don't.
Because also that means if the Democratic nomination was Bill Cosby and there was like, deal with it. I'm like, I don't know what to do right now.
That's who you picked? Like, he doesn't.
Wanted Bernie.
What are we doing?
For all this time, we just wanted Bernie Sanders. Why wouldn't you let us have that?
And now you're giving us Bill Cosby. All right. Okay. So your number five of controversial people is Charles Manson.
Oh, I have him at number five. All right. I guess he is. He did lead to active deaths.
Yeah.
And he tried really hard to start race war.
And I think he's famous for being controversial.
He is probably the most famous for being controversial. But also, I will say, I love his music.
So I think this would be a fun twist on blind ranking. Now that we did the blind rank, I want to know what your real ranking would be now.
Okay.
Of these five.
Pretty close. Honestly, probably the same.
You think the same? You do Michael Jackson at one?
Yes.
Michael Jackson one. You do Kevin Spacey at two?
Out of them, yeah.
Damn, okay.
Sorry for the victims of anyone that's too high up on this list.
You do Papa T at three?
I guess. His felonies don't make me mad. It's just what everyone else says about him that I think is really bad.
And then Bill Cosby four?
Yes.
And then Charles Manson five?
Yes, I think that's fair.
Damn.
And I think as far as crime goes, that's accurate too.
Yeah, I think
most guilty to least.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson, controversial, but you know,
never got charged.
Kevin Spacey got dropped.
Kinda got charged.
Yeah. But he never went to jail.
And then Trump did get charged, didn't go to jail.
Yeah, Bill Cosby did go to jail.
But got out.
And then Charles Manson
died in jail.
Was Charles Manson.
All right, but if we're going non-controversial and pure talent.
Oh, shit, we're going.
Let's run it back.
Yeah, let's run it back again. All right,
because Kevin Spacey number one.
Kevin Spacey number one. Yeah, my favorite actor of all time.
Wait, shit. Or is Michael Jackson number one on talent?
I don't know, dude. It's your list.
Fuck, that's also hard.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I think I would just maybe trade Trump and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, so Cosby's three.
Yeah, because I would say Cosby is more talented than Trump.
Yes.
And Trump is technically more talented than Manson.
Yeah, because Manson, I mean,
he failed as a singer.
But he was talented in mind control.
As a guru.
As a cult leader.
Yeah, he was a great guru. But also, Trump's been a cult leader. He got over half the country.
Yeah, he is running a cult. It is wild.
Michael Jackson got the world.
King of pop.
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey just got all of the country. So did Bill Cosby.
House of Cards.
Yeah, so I think on talent, I would say Michael Jackson number one.
Damn, so the list is very similar.
Yeah.
Three ways.
From guilt.
No matter how you rate them.
From guilt to.
No matter how you rate them, it's still a good list.
Yeah. Rather it be from guilt to talent, it's similar. I would say five talented individuals.
I mean, yeah, they both, I mean, they're famous.
They all excelled in what they did. Rather it was telling jokes or drugging people.
They're famous for a reason.
Yeah. And for two reasons.
Yeah.
Manson just the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because also, I'm not going to pretend like Trump's not funny and a great personality.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Reality television?
He's pro
Absolutely.
Wrestling, dude.
Yeah.
He's pro wrestling for sure.
He's just not a good president.
It's just insane because I go, okay, drop a bit. And it's like, no, it's not a bit.
No,
that's him.
It's just him.
It feels like a bit. It feels like everything he does is a bit, but it's not.
And that's what makes it laws.
And that's what makes it just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this would be funny. Oh, yeah, let's change the Gulf of America. That's funny.
If he didn't actually have any power.
Yeah, but yeah, that's funny. If he actually did it, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we don't need to do any of this. All right, yeah, I stand by my list. I'm unhappy with the list, but I stand by it.
Speaking of famous people, you texted me a couple days ago before we end this episode. You said there's an update on the Moist Woman of the Year.
Yes. I thought she had flown home and said she made a stopover in Dubai.
Oh, shit. So she didn't go home.
Nope. She's in Dubai now. And I think now she's asking to be flown home. But
why'd she go to Dubai?
I don't know. The only video I saw of her in Dubai was her threatening to burn a man with her cigarette. So I am still just enamored by this woman. She is still my hero and still cementing her place as Moist Woman of the Year.
Yeah. If you guys didn't listen to last week's episode, we talked about her a ton. She flew across the
to Pakistan.
To Pakistan.
Because she catfished a 19-year-old man.
And then took over the country, or tried to.
Tried to fix it. And, like, I respect her.
How did she get to Dubai with no money?
The money, I do not understand.
Like, how was she doing anything?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if she was, like, eating or sleeping anywhere, but so maybe she's back in America now.
That's
but
insane.
Yeah, she did not go back last week.
I mean, wasn't her plan to, like, get married and move to Dubai? Wasn't that like one of her original plans?
Her and her husband. Yeah, that, I think that was the original idea. And then she told everybody that she was going to get land in Dubai and that her husband was going to own it or something like that.
Yeah. So then she went to Dubai without her husband.
Yeah,
because she couldn't get married.
Yeah, because her husband locked her out of the house and blocked her number, as did his entire family.
So funny, dude.
I love this woman so, so much.
She might be back in America now.
I hope so, because I feel like she is pushing her limits.
Yeah, because I feel like you can't just go country to country.
Yeah, I think she needs to come back. I think Pakistan, they need to take her passport.
Yeah, I think Pakistan treated her extremely well based on the circumstances.
Yes, I'm very happy that they did also. But I'm just like, I don't think that she's done anything necessarily wrong.
Yeah, but it's like, but why did they let her do so many things? Why did they give her so many microphones?
I think they were just put the photo here again.
Why are there 40 microphones?
I feel like they were just like, well, she's interesting.
But also, when you look at it, none of them are hooked up.
No, they're not.
Like,
they're
so
just
that's kind of funny too. They're like, here's some loose.
But also, they put it on. They gave her a table. I think it was just outside of a market, but still
a table. That's a press.
A table in Pakistan, yeah.
A table and microphones?
I don't think I could do that.
We don't even have a table here.
That's true.
We got a fireplace.
Yeah. Do we have any viewers in Pakistan?
We might.
I hope so.
They're too busy dealing with her.
That's true. Not anymore. We're reeling that in.
I don't know if we do, to be honest.
Well, maybe I hope so. If not, recommend us to your Pakistani friends.
Yes.
We'd really enjoy that.
I think they'd really like us. And people in Dubai, hello.
Yeah, we need new markets to try this shit out. How would you rank our most controversial people?
Yeah, especially if you don't live in America. Because I'm sure the list would be way different because...
Because Trump will be at 1 or 5.
Yeah, because people either love him or hate him. I mean, that's how it is no matter what. But
yeah.
But people treat celebrities differently in different areas.
That's true.
Michael Jackson would probably be 1 in a lot of areas.
But also, in over half the country here, Trump would be number 1.
True, yeah.
They don't view him as controversial.
Yeah, it is wild, all the people that believe him.
Yeah.
Or like...
Even still, after all this shit.
I'm just like, take the hat off, please.
No, that was a thing, is seeing people in MAGA hats.
Oh, you saw him at the Dells?
Yeah. There was like a...
People were wearing MAGA hats?
Yeah, there was
in
like
February?
A child in a Trump hat. And I was just like, that fucking sucks. Pool? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to know any of your politics at the pool. I just want to swim.
Yeah, we're just half naked.
I just
want to
pee on you in this wave pool. And you won't know.
Did you?
You'll kind of... I peed in the wave pool. You kidding me?
God, you're fucking psycho.
I have peed in every pool I've ever been in.
That's nuts.
And that includes your family's pool if I've been in it.
My family doesn't even have a pool.
No. I'd pee in it if they did.
We should go to all of our listeners' houses.
And pee in their pools.
And pee in their pools. That'd be fun. But this has been the Moist Monday podcast.
That'll be our moist tour.
Yeah, we'll go to everybody's house. We'll record a podcast at
and
a
I'll
table.
Piss in your pool.
And then Jacob will piss on your pool. And then that will be your gift.
Yep.
What will we talk about? Who knows?
Yeah.
We never know. But this has been the Moist Monday podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, Parler, and Blue Sky, because we cover all the bases.
Yeah, well, Trump will be number 1 in one of those.
We have 0 followers on Parler.
That's fine.
But we also don't follow anybody.
That's fair.
We have 0s across the board. Blue Sky, we got a couple.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate that. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com. With your, I'm curious, what would your rankings be in the blind rankings?
Yeah.
Rank it however
There's
you
no
want
There's no great
to.
Way to do it.
That's what makes it fun.
I think I was right.
That's what makes it fun.
I think I won.
It's fun to come in with wild shit. Yeah. Now I know how you feel. Because yeah. It's just like, this will be funny. Rank them. But... We'll leave you on that. Hopefully your February is going great and it's almost March.
Yeah, remember, don't use that soap.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Yeah. Love you, bud.
Let's boycott Duke Cannon.
Because they didn't cast Robert.
Bye, everybody.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was across the entire country. That's bullshit.
I didn't realize that either, so that's why I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, I'm like, you would never get that and that's fine.
Because at first I was like, there could be a chance. Yeah. It was just Des Moines people.
Yeah.
And you
they were localized commercials. Yeah.